Let's get to our post-game highlights now, brought to you by Alaska Airlines, offering the most West Coast flights. And there was questions, a long layoff, a disappointing trip to Hawaii for the pilots. Would they be ready to go toe-to-toe with the number one team in the country? And it was the graduate transfer, Isaiah White, who made sure Portland was ready for this one. Now Tryon on the right wing. On top to Porter. Malcolm veers right. Zags are switching those screens on the top. Chase with it, gets into the lane, skips it to Isaiah White, right corner three. Perfect. High arcing, didn't touch any rim. And that got Portland off and running, but the turnover bug there caught them early. They would fall down by 11 at the 14-minute mark before they started to chip away. And it was unlikely sources they started to get offense from, including the big fella, Jacob Tryon. Joel Ayaye is back into the game for Gonzaga. JoJo needs some help, throws it up deep to Chase and gets it to Tryon. Down the right side of the lane, backing in, little runner over Timmy, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, great work by Jacob Tryon. And that would start the Pilots' big 14-2 run. Quincy Farabee getting into the act. Back to Ayaye, got Taki in the air, drove inside, pass deflected, good help from Isaiah White with another steal. On the run, Zags are back. The Pilots will wait for numbers. Farabee, runner in the lane. Good! The Pilots lead 22-21. It was a 14-2 run that gave them a three-point lead at the eight-minute mark. Then a little back and forth before they would turn to Isaiah White again. White swings it right to Ferenson. Drives on Tilly. Out to Farabee. Quincy wants a high screen. Six to go. Tries to get under Patricev, out to White, fires a three to beat the shot clock. Good! Isaiah White for three. 32-27 at that point, and then JoJo Walker started a high wire act down in the paint. Tilly leaves it Woolridge down low, two on the shot clock, ball knocked away. JoJo's got it, he's one-on-one with Kispert. High off the glass, oh, what a shot by JoJo Walker! Falling backwards, threw it off the top of the glass. It came through. The Child Center crowd's on their feet. 34-29 there. They weren't done. Chase Adams starting to find a little offense as well. Here goes Chase Adams down the right side of the lane. Over Petrasev from 8 feet. Teardrops it in. Pilots' biggest lead of the game is seven. They would finish the half with that seven-point lead at 42-35 and would come out looking like they were ready to push it further thanks to Malcolm Porter Jr. Pilots inbounded into the corner to Diabate. White gets it back. He waves Tryon away. Circles up top with the dribble. Now wants a high screen from Diabate. Works right. Goes at Tilly all the way around. Draws two defenders. Malcolm open in the left corner for three. Drilled it! Great job by Isaiah White to force the defense. 45-37 there, opening minute of the second half. Unfortunately, the Pilots would go stone cold for the next stretch. A 14-0 run from Gonzaga. They would build a lead before the reserves would come in once again. Quincy Farabee trying to mount another comeback. Farabee, Ferenson, back to Farabee. Off the screen, hesitation dribble down the left side of the lane, lays it in with a left hand. Quincy Farabee having a nice game off the bench. Quincy would have eight off the bench. Isaiah White trying to get one last charge going. Kispert rolls right to the rack, takes the pass and lays it up and in. Nice feed from Gilder. And the frustration mounting on the faces of the Pilots. Down 15 with under three to play. Backdoor cut, Isaiah White. He was fouled. No whistle. He got grabbed, but he lays it up and in. 79-64, a couple of late buckets from Taki Ferenson made it respectable, but ultimately the Pilots fall to number one Gonzaga, 85-72. Those are your post-game highlights brought to you again by Alaska Airlines.